Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Someplace we can talk.
Right here.
I mean, more or less privately.
Can't we make it tomorrow?
2 on 1 and 0. You're tuned in to another episode of the Study Music Podcast, brought to you by Study Music Group. You can find us on the socials at Study Music Group. That's STUDY. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of the above. Not everywhere all the time, but somewhere always. So tap in with us wherever you're at. We'd love to be connected. Today's episode, we're going to have a little bit more of a business of music update with an interesting story that came about today about Bandcamp, everybody's favorite independent music platform, which has just been kind of getting, in some ways, better and better over the years. And their Bandcamp Friday and their editorial picks and playlists and highlights there have been doing awesome things for a lot of artists. And also their venue here in Oakland is super fresh. And a lot of times they put on really cool in-store, in-venue, in-headquarters events. And they're really dope and helpful for the scene of artists that exist outside of the major system. So, that being said, Elit and I saw a dope show from Chester Watts in there not too long ago. That was tight. But anyways, about Bandcamp, they have announced that they are being sold yet again. Epic Games bought them recently, like super recently, and everybody thought that was a big question mark and wondered if it would stay the same. And so they've announced that they're being sold by Epic Games to the digital distributor SongTrader. All right, now, so SongTrader, if you're not familiar with them, they're like a opt-in distributor. You pay them like $5 a month, $10 a month, something like that, and they'll put your song on a number of platforms. Now, I wouldn't, in my opinion, even call them one of the best. They're certainly out there and accessible and distribute a lot of music, but they don't really have like a reputation for being super good in any one arena, I guess. Now, if you ask SongTrader what their company is about, they say they're a music licensing platform and marketplace company. Now, I don't know about that. They certainly do have some licensing opportunities, quote unquote, in their platform, but there is, as you can imagine, a ton of applicants as it's opt-in. So, you know, the odds of getting placements for the average independent artist there are not as high as if you're in a smaller curated environment for your licensing needs and assistance. Now, they do have a very large base. And if combined with Bandcamp's base, great things could be done. And clearly they have enough market cap to be making moves and doing things that could be important. However, when you know, people from the press have tried to get comments from SongTrader so far as to what will stay the same and what will change about Bandcamp, they've declined to comment officially. And there's some chatter going on in Reddit and social media about what's happening to Bandcamp's employees and whether or not SongTrader is going to absorb the staff. So all that remains to be seen. Fingers crossed, but I wouldn't hold my breath, just as far as personal opinion, about Bandcamp staying exactly the same, or the cut that they take from artists staying exactly the same, or not having a subscription fee. I'm not going to hold my breath, but fingers crossed, and I hope everything stays the same. That being said, the next Bandcamp Friday is coming up, and on Bandcamp Fridays, what they do is they waive their revenue share, which is usually about 20%, 25% maybe, depending on a few factors. But the next Bandcamp Friday is coming up on Friday, October 6th. So while we still know for now that Bandcamp Fridays are in effect, make sure to go and support your favorite indie artists on Bandcamp and your favorite indie labels on Bandcamp. So always important, if you really like an artist and you're wondering how you can support them the best, Bandcamp is one of the ways that money gets to the other side and gets the artists and the labels actually the cash in hand fairly quickly. If you're not familiar, a lot of times the digital distribution system, streaming and iTunes and all that, can be backed up anywhere from 1 to 3 months after the purchase or listen happens. So that's a thing about Bandcamp that's great, is that it helps keep touring artists having a little bit of money in the pot when they're on the road, and it helps indie labels keep their budget and all that, their operating income, at a healthy level so they can keep providing the music and support that's needed for a well-rounded music community. So all of that said, I hope that Bandcamp stays the same or very similar, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. So yeah, if you want to check out more about SongTrader, you can find them at SongTrader, that's T-R-A-D-R, just spelled a little bit differently at the end. And you know, you can find them on social media or go to their website, and or you know, even try them out. They're a good distributor. Just a little surprising that they would be the ones to acquire Bandcamp. So that's going to do it for that story. But the other thing that I want to get into is its new release day. And earlier today, just checking out the old Spotify release radar, there's some fresh stuff that has dropped over the last today, handful of past days, back on streaming, whatever. So DJ Drez dropped a new remix. That's hella fresh. Check it out. Nectar Drop, Dr. Easy Mix. And also listened to the entire, that Mike Wiki and Alchemist record. Listen to that entire thing. That shit's pretty tight. It's a vibe. A lot of strong moments on there. Really only a couple that weren't really connecting for me. But also the Far Side joint Slick Talk with K-Natural. And K-Natural and Fat Lip, I think, cooked that up together. But it's featuring a bunch of them on there. That's real dope, too. So don't miss that. And I'm trying to think if there was anything else that stood out. Blockhead and Quelle Chris, that was pretty tight too. It's called The Cellar Dwellers New. Definitely check that one out. Blockhead is always dope. He always creates very, very dope soundscapes. And kind of whatever the vibe is, you can always count on Blockhead to craft it good. And I did notice that The Streets, Mike Skinner, The Streets, UK rapper, he dropped a new one and is finally coming out with his movie. So I've been watching the progress of that go through a couple of different phases over the past few years. And looking forward to seeing that and hearing new music from The Streets always. Mike Skinner is an underappreciated producer as far as North American listeners are concerned. But his stuff has always been groundbreaking and always keeping tabs on that. Another new thing that I heard recently that is very tight is the new Dead Players, speaking of UK rap. And Dead Players, that's Dabla and Jam Baxter and the producer Ghost Town. And they are a dope trio. They just dropped a new little, like, EP, kind of double single type of thing. 7-inch, I believe, came out. And, hoping to see more material from them, as it'd been a while since they'd recorded together any new material. So, was happy to see that. That stuff's banging. Lots of good stuff on the release radar. Oh, and then also, the dog told me, I can't forget, a new Living Legends single came out too. And they're sounding pretty tight on there. And I saw that their album is finally coming around, I believe about a month away. So that one is called The Return. And look forward to it. I've had the chance to hear some of the music, and it's sounding pretty dope. So that is that. Before we get out of here, just wanted to plug the upcoming event we have. And that's going to be 10/13. That's Friday, October 13th, over there at the Golden Bull in downtown Oakland, California. And it's going to be fresh art and music. We're going to have Dell in the building, myself, Citizen, in the building. We're going to have Fanatic in the building, Fanatic on Beats. That's where you can find him on Instagram. We're going to have Lord Takim in the building. We're going to have Frack the Person, who you might know from the battle scene. You might know from some of his funny cartoon stuff. Frack is dope. Definitely looking forward to seeing him rock live. Then we're also going to have Mr. Stranger, which is the team up from rapper Hamza and producer 5ill. And they got a series called Your Friend in the Apocalypse, which is super fresh. They're going to be in the building. And we're also, as usual, going to have Amoeba's Elit coming with a brand new set of their favorite hip-hop new releases for the month. And so you come on down, you get to hear the freshest, newest shit from the source first. And then hopefully go back down to Amoeba and cop the albums. Support your artists, support your local record store, all of that. Shout out to Amoeba for holding us down on this event and helping out. They've been great. Really looking forward to it. Again, tickets via Eventbrite or in the link at the top of, whatever social media you find us on. And we will catch you on the next one. Peace.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.